Hi guys, this is Steph with your students' radio station after that little musical break. We're going to get on with our program for today, and for those of you who have been listening to us all week, it's nothing new that we've been introducing different countries of the world to you. So far, we've had Giuseppe from Italy and Zuan from China telling us about their everyday students' life at home. Okay, so getting on with our country for today, I've prepared a little clue for you guys. Some of you may have guessed it already, but without me telling you, we've got Anne in the line.
Guten Morgen, Steph. I'm Anne from Germany, so I guess I'll be presenting Germany today.
Yeah, good old Germany. Well, if I think about Germany, the first thing which comes to my mind are Lederhosen and Bratwurst. Could you sum up in 5 words for us?
Sure. Just give me a second, I'll try my best. Let me think. We've got the Oktoberfest, including all the beer, Lederhosen and pretzels, no speed limit on the Autobahn, and our strict rules and our punctuality.
Hold on there for a second. You've given us quite a lot. Let's get more into detail. I want to know more about that speed limit, or should I better say non-existing speed limit? What does that mean, that everybody drives crazy around town like lunatics? No speed limits, no signs on the street? That sounds pretty weird.
Yeah, not really. We only have no speed limit on the Autobahn, what you would call a motorway, which means that at some point there is a sign limiting you to 130.
130? That's still pretty high.
Yeah, but you don't even have to stick to that sign. You can go as fast as you like, and as long as you don't cause any accidents, there isn't any problem. I think if you do go over that 130 and you have an accident, then you have to prove that the accident would have also taken place if you had driven slower. But all in all, I think people can handle the system pretty good.
Oh, seriously?
I've often heard it sounds weird to people from other countries that we have no speed limit, and I can imagine that they think everybody drives around town like crazy, but that's not the case. There is no speed limit, but that's limited. We also have to drive slow inside towns like all other countries.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. I'd love to come over to Germany and test how fast my car can really go. Most of the time over here, I just stand in traffic jams and, like, old people are walking on the sidewalk faster than me driving in my car. Wow, so we just heard a couple of ideas you had about Germany. Is there anything else you can think of that you find interesting about Germany?
Yeah, of course.
Great.
Did I mention the national fascination with football? Or how Americans say soccer? Around here, that's a huge deal. Some are crazy about their football club.
Interesting. That's a huge difference to what I experienced in America, going to like a basketball game where there were fans from both teams just sitting next to each other. Nobody argued. Now you saying that there's like a huge rival thing in Germany sounds to me more like us in England. Here you find your hooligans and crazy people. But come on, I think that's enough about football, because I'm not sure if our female listeners are too interested.
Sorry.
So, can you tell us more about the other things you mentioned? Maybe the Oktoberfest?
In my case, the Oktoberfest is just a thing I know from TV that happens to be once a year. It's just another festivity where everybody eats and especially drinks as much as they can while they are dressed in these hideous traditional costumes.
Well, okay then, but that doesn't tell me much about a student's day life in Germany.
That's true. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't eat bratwurst and sauerkraut that often. Only if I'm visiting my grandma and she cooks something for me.
Haha, oh really? So what do you eat instead?
Usually I eat a fresh bread roll in the morning before going to university. And for lunch I have a warm meal at the cafeteria. They serve fresh salads, noodles, pizza or some schnitzel with fries, which I really happen to like a lot.
Yeah, that sounds pretty much like our cafeterias, which we all know and love. So, being in university all day, I guess you don't have much time to do anything for yourself, like cooking at home, or do you survive off cafeteria meals?
Well, as a student, you don't always have the time to make something at home, especially when you live alone and have a job.
But that sounds like a lot of stress. How do you manage to do all those things? I'm wondering if it isn't too much to handle for a student. I hope you don't lose track of your studies.
No, I definitely study a lot. I won't forget that my future lies ahead of me. If you manage to plan everything, like studying, working, cleaning, spare time for your family and friends, you'll be good to go. Sometimes it can be hard, but then again we have holidays twice a year where I can work and save up.
Okay, that doesn't sound too bad. What else can you tell us that's typical about German students?
I think, and I'm not sure about the rest of the world, it's typical for any student here that we sometimes skip classes at college and take a nice lazy day off instead.
Cheeky students.
Otherwise, I'm now speaking for myself. I like to go shopping in the city and I really like being in Düsseldorf. Oh, and skiing, that I can do all year long in our local skiing hall.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun, although for myself I wouldn't go to skiing hall. I hate snow. But that's a really interesting hobby, I haven't heard it very often. Well, back to our listeners out there. I hope some of you have a better view of Germany now and can imagine the German student's life. Maybe one or two of you would like to go over there and meet Anne. She could take you out to Düsseldorf.
Yes, I'd love to. That would really be fun. You're very welcome.
Thank you for your invitation. I'll let you know when I have a couple of days off, but please no skiing. So, back to you guys. I hope you had as much fun as I did with Anne from Germany. And if anybody of you out there has a story you would like to share, you're very welcome to call in and present us your home country. From my side, I'd like to say a very big thank you to Anne from Germany.
It was my pleasure. I really enjoyed it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye Anne. And to you guys out there, don't forget to call in so we can have some nice conversations in the coming days. I'll leave you with some great music for now and see you in a bit.